Okay, time now for the pre-show here for the 20th. So Adam's coming over on Saturday. He's coming to the studio. He's going to fix our board. Thank you, Adam. And tonight, this pre-show is another pre-show that I'm doing post-show. And I'm finding this is a lot easier to do. It's easier to do this because if I get an inspiration, I know what I want to do in the show. I don't want to sit here and talk about it, you know? I'm just going to do it because the way we're doing the show now is that once I get a feeling or a sense of what I want to do, I just start fucking doing it. And then we stop and start and edit and redo if we have to and edit some things, which is far more efficient than sitting here and jaw-jacking it and then doing it. I'd rather do it that way. So we can call this the pre-show, but it's really most of the time is going to be done after the show. Having said all of that, welcome to our pre-show. And went to Theater West yesterday. We had a good, really good rehearsal. I got to tell you, Jonah Weiland's a great director. He's a good friend. He produced our radio show back at KFI. And Jonah has since gone on to a life in theater. He's a writer. He does some directing. And he's been a really terrific guy to have with me because he's a very positive guy. He's a very, very, increased encouraging. He's like a good coach, you know. And we think we've got a really, really good show coming up at Theater West. Let's see. I want to invite a couple of people. I want to send a couple of comp tickets to Mark Maron. And I got to remember the other, we were mentioning somebody else. Who else are we talking about? I can't remember. Anyway, on the show tonight, we have, our classic show is a hour of requests from the year 2006. So in February of 2006, I did a request hour. And how did we do that? I guess people wrote in and requested, and then we rolled them out during that because it was impossible to say. If a cat said, Phil, I want to hear this or I want to hear that, how fast would it? And we couldn't have got to do it that fast. Must have been, I don't know, must have been a write-in thing. What else? I'll tell you one thing I got to do. We have a Bobby Dooley that we put up on our Facebook stories and Instagram stories. I don't really like it. I don't like it as much as the first one I did, to be perfectly honest with you. Let's see. We'll probably do a new one, man. We shit can that one, do a new one for the weekend. Also, so I mentioned Adam's coming over. He's going to do that. I'm fucking tired, man. Oh, so I was going to tell you guys, I have these veneers, front teeth veneers. The dentist recommended these because my front teeth were worn down. So the veneers looks just like my fucking teeth. They're not false teeth, they're veneers. So the best way I can put it. Well, they give you some temporary ones before they put in the permanent ones, which would be this week. But these temporary ones, twice they've chipped now. And there's a big freaking hole in it. I look like some kind of fucking rube, you know, some kind of hillbilly rube. I was doing FaceTime with Jackie today, and I was just all, hey, how you doing, honey? She was none too satisfied with me. All right, so here's our TV viewing. Jackie and I just got done watching the RA Murders, A-R-E Murders, from Sweden. This is an episodic streaming. Yeah, it was terrific. Really fucking good. 6 episodes, really fucking good. We liked it. I think the first 4 were the best. Before that, we did the Black Doves. You guys seen Black Doves? That fucking thing rocked. Black Doves is like, it's a British, almost like a police procedural, but the Black Doves, you don't know who they're working for. Sometimes they work for bad guys. But even when they're working for a bad guy, their intention is good. And it's about these agents. And Keira Knightley is one of them. The other actor, the actor that's in it, the other actor, he is fucking great. He's the cat that, he was on James Bond as Q, right? Is that the right? Let me get this fucking guy's name. Sorry, but he's a great actor, and he's considered to be. Okay, Black Doves. Here we go. Black Doves. They have 7 episodes so far. They're going to do a season 2, but they haven't done shit with season 2. The actor that I'm telling you about here, Ben Whishaw, right? Am I pronouncing that right? boy, is that guy fucking talented. Really talented, really great actor. And here in his bio in IMDb, widely regarded as one of the greatest stage and screen actors of his generation. His agent probably wrote that. That's okay. That's okay. Because you want to know something? The guy's really fucking great. You could watch this cat all night. And he plays this a member of this Black Doves, this kind of MI5, MI6-ish organization, but even more deep cover than those guys. Keira Knightley is the other one. Sarah Lancashire, our girlfriend there from Happy Valley, she's fucking brilliant. She's in it too. Everybody is really good in this show. So I recommend it. It's called Black Doves. So that's another one that we watched. Jackie finds these. Sometimes I find them. We already recommended Happy Valley. Happy Valley is, if you have not watched Happy Valley, you're fucking up. We also watched Discovery of Witches. We thought that was really good. Mayfair Witches sucked ass. That sucked. We didn't like it. But Discovery of Witches was really fucking good. Yeah, Mayfair Witches blew. What else, man? That's it right now. For now, anyway. But, you know, we do a lot of FaceTime watching of TV together, and we find some really good stuff. That Black Doves was good. Okay, that's it, man. Get ready for the show.